So I wanted to have a quick chat about button batteries today on a more serious note. I wonder if you know, every week in Australia, around 20 children are taken to hospital after swallowing one of these button batteries, and sometimes it can be lethal. Just a few months back, a three-year-old little girl in Queensland died just 3 weeks after consuming one of these batteries. So is the message getting through about how dangerous these small flat batteries are? Belinda Joyce is a midwife and a child health nurse and joins us on the program. Hello to you, Belinda.
Hi, Jill.
Now, 20 kids ending up in a hospital a week, that sounds like a lot. What can you tell us?
Look, it is really frequent, and we know that babies and young children put everything in their mouth. And these little batteries, they look like a toy or a lolly even. And there's, most adults don't even realise how lethal they can be.
So it's not just, I believe, Belinda, that they're a choke hazard. What are the problems with these batteries?
Look, they've actually got a really quite a large surface area, and they can burn through the esophagus in under a few hours. So it's much more than just a choking hazard.
So, Belinda, if you suspect your child has swallowed a button battery, what's the first thing to do?
Look, the first thing to do really is to call 000 or to take them directly to an emergency department, because you need help to try and double check that they have actually swallowed one, and you need to ask for an x-ray. There's symptoms that you can look for, so often they'll be coughing, sometimes vomiting, drooling, noisy breathing, or refusing food as well. But in many cases, parents don't realise until it's been some hours that is what has occurred.
I imagine because they're so small, you might not notice if a child has swallowed one. So perhaps something to think about, to be on the lookout regardless.
And I don't think many people realise how many of them we have around the house. I always suggest that people do a little audit of the house, which sounds silly, but when you start looking at where they are, so they're in, calculators, thermometers, kitchen scales, in your car keys, garage remote controls and watches, musical cards and LED lights and all the novelty, Christmas sort of flashing earrings and those kinds of things. And those aren't really made directly for babies and young children, so they often don't have the safe, secure sort of screw closures, and children can just get the batteries out so readily.
Belinda Joyce is a midwife and child health nurse, and we're talking about these button batteries and what a danger they pose to small children. Do you think it's time to get rid of button batteries altogether, Belinda?
The thing is, we really like our small electronic devices and they work so well with button batteries, so I don't think removing them entirely is the answer. But the ACCC are actually looking at, they're working on a recommendation for mandatory regulation at the moment and hoping to have that ready by the end of this year. And I think as consumers and parents out there in the community, we just need to be really aware of what's in our house and, keeping them away from our children as well. We all need to take some responsibility here.
And how do we then, when we talk about responsibility, keeping them away, are there other things we can do to reduce the risk?
Yeah, absolutely. So in your home, there's all the items that have the batteries in them, but there's also, you might have some spare batteries for when they run out. They could be in a drawer or somewhere low, so putting them up high. And equally, if you're removing and swapping batteries, those used batteries, it's important to keep them up high and dispose of them quite quickly. Most councils have free battery disposal as well, so you can get rid of those in a really safe manner rather than putting them in the rubbish bin. And trying not to bring things into the house that might be unsafe, like some of that novelty items, even the flashing wristbands that were given out at the grand final, for instance. They were a lot of fun for the night, I'm sure, but they're now in probably 30,000 homes, and there's nothing keeping those batteries safe and sound in the device. And my concern is that that could lead to a really dangerous event.
Yeah, I imagine education is a big part of the issue as well, Belinda. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Belinda Joyce, a child health nurse and midwife, with just another warning on being really careful about the presence of these little button batteries that, as Belinda was saying, are very readily available in all sorts of household equipment, and not just the choking hazard, so much to look out for.